is time for a check on sports right now on Robinhood Radio.
Two balls and a strike. And a draw. Deep left. 2-0 Yankees.
It's all she wrote. Aaron Judge in the first inning with a two-run home run on a fastball served up on a plate by a pitcher that got behind on the count in the first inning of a playoff game. Good morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
So there was no doubt about it. The pitcher got behind on the count and served up just a right smack dab in the middle of the plate, belt high.
Well, yesterday was a very good reason to show why this one pitcher an inning doesn't work.
Yeah.
All you had to do is watch what happened to the A's yesterday.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. You're putting especially in a playoff game, you're putting pitchers. Now you can speak better than this because I was not an athlete and I wasn't a pitcher. But you're taking somebody who is basically somebody who comes in and relieves and puts them in the position of a starting pitcher. Especially with all the pressure of a playoff game, it doesn't make sense to me.
No, the percentages are against you, and in today's world, the relief pitchers are not relief pitchers as they were in the past. They're not lockdown guys. All the relief pitchers today put guys on base, and you can't keep putting guys on base and win baseball games. So it's a bad approach by the A's, and you can say they won 90 games with it, but. But what have I said all year? This stuff doesn't work in the playoffs.
Well,
you can't win that way.
Yeah, you said it about Tampa Bay as well. You just can't do that. And
you can't win that way. Yeah. And that was the first thing about the A's. And the second thing, their lineup looked like deers in the headlights. They left 9 guys on base. They had a lot of opportunities early and in the middle of this game to score a bunch of runs, and they didn't do it. They struck out 13 times. They chased tons of pitches out of the strike zone, and the A's just choked. They played awful yesterday. They looked like they were totally overmatched right from the get-go. Like you said, a walk to McCutchen, a hanging pitch to Judge, hit a two-run homer. That looked like it took them out of the game right then and there, because from then on, they were just like frozen. They forgot how to play ball. They didn't execute, and the Yankees, they manhandled them. The Yankees only got 7 hits. They hit 2 homers. That was pretty much it. I mean, the A's did nothing. They scored 2 runs off of Britton when it didn't mean anything. But the A's didn't execute. The Yankees executed, even though they made errors. And the Yankees win and move on to Boston.
All right. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm not a huge, rabid Yankee fan. I'm a fan, though. And for the Yankees to win in Boston, they need to win one of these games, and preferably, if they're really going to win the series, they really should win the first game.
No, they're not going to win the first game. They're going to win the second game. The second game is the Boston batting practice pitcher for the Yankees pitching, Price. The only thing you could say about Price pitching game 2 is that it's in Boston, so he may have a chance. But the Yankees club him every time he pitches. This is a perfect scenario for the Yankees. If there's a team they can beat in the first round, it's the Red Sox. They would have a tougher time against Cleveland. They would definitely have a tougher time against Houston. Those two are matched up against each other. If there was a team the Yankees needed to play in the first round to have a chance of moving on, it's the Red Sox. Because the Red Sox, although their record looks it, they're not good. They're probably the third best team in the American League.
All right. So now we're set. Now when do the
these matchups suck? These times are terrible. Cleveland Houston, which in my opinion is the marquee matchup in the first round.
Yeah.
2:00 start Friday. 2:00 start.
That's ridiculous.
You got the two best pitchers in the American League pitching each other with Kluber and Verlander. 2:00 start. Are you nuts? I mean, move the Colorado-Milwaukee game to 2:00. I mean, there's probably as much interest in that as a flea circus, even though it's a good matchup, but people don't have the respect for Colorado and Milwaukee that they should have. But you got the defending World Series champion playing probably their biggest threat to get to the World Series in a 2 o'clock Friday game. And the 9:30 game are the Braves and the Dodgers. Who cares who wins that series? It's just awful. And these games are on different channels. So they're definitely going to overlap because the Houston-Cleveland game is not going to be over in 2 hours and 10 minutes. Why can't you just put these games at times where people want to watch them? Put the Milwaukee game at 2. Put the L.A.-Atlanta game at 4:15 our time, 1 o'clock LA, California time. Who cares about that? The two series people want to see in the first round is Cleveland-Houston and New York-Boston. Put them at the times when people can see them. Put the Houston or Boston game at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. At least people have a chance to see it. Yeah. Nobody's going to see this game at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll see it. I'll come home from school early if I have to see it. But I'm going to see this game Friday because, to me, it's the biggest game of the weekend.
It's a scheduling we don't understand.
Baseball's taking a page out of football. They're not making any sense.
All right, speaking about football, we have to pick a game tonight.
Oh, no, really?
Indianapolis versus New England. Now, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know that the kitty litter box has.
Let me guess. The kitty litter box was turned over. You have to take New England
tonight.
That's
exactly right. The cat turned it over. That's exactly right. I'm with you on that, New England, so we both picked.
Oh, my God. What a dog of a game.
Oh, horrible. Absolutely horrible. And it's too bad because there's no baseball on.
Oh, my God. That's another thing. Why is there no baseball on? Yes, there's baseball on. You got Colorado playing Milwaukee at 5 o'clock and Atlanta playing L.A. at 8:30. The only good thing about L.A. playing at 8:30 and 9:30 is I probably won't watch it.
Yeah.
I can't stand the Dodgers. I hate them. I hate their fans. They're public enemy number 1A behind the Yankees.
You hate the Dodgers?
Hate the Dodgers.
Not as much as the Yankees.
Oh, God, no. Uh-huh.
So
they ran second in the race, but the Yankees won the race by 20 lengths.
Yeah, so you got the Rockies and Brewers at 5 and the Braves and Dodgers at 8:30.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, I mean, that's another thing.
You're right. And I look at the schedule Friday, the Indians and Astros at 2 o'clock, Rockies and Brewers at 4, the Yankees and Red Sox at 7:32, and the Braves and Dodgers at 9:37.
Yeah, I mean, it's TV, folks. They're on different channels. You can have them playing simultaneously. You watch the game you want to watch.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch Atlanta and L.A. I want to watch.
There's
I
no
want to
reason,
watch Cleveland and Houston.
There's no reason why on TBS you can't have the Indians and Astros starting at 7:32, and the Yankees and the Red Sox. Oh no, the Yankees and the Red Sox are also on TBS. That's where they screwed up with setting this up. They shouldn't have given TBS those two games. They should have split it up.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a league thing. I guess TBS gets the American League, and the other channel gets the National League. Who knows?
Yeah, but
you do have a network called Major League Baseball Network. Yeah. I mean, put the marquee on that channel.
It's obvious TBS bid and got the two best games, the Indians, Astros, and the Yankees, Red Sox. But still, it's a disservice to the fans that want to see good baseball.
Absolutely. It stinks. Yeah. I mean, you support your team all year, and then you can't watch them.
Yeah. Anything else we want to talk about in sports?
What else? We got that done. I don't think there's much. Hockey started last night, and before your seat even got warm, the defending champion Washington Capitals had a 2-0 lead last night, and they went on to manhandle in that game. So there wasn't – everybody's starting different days, too. It's not like everybody's starting the same night. There were a couple games last night. There's a couple of games tonight. And then I don't think the Devils play till Saturday. So it's a weird opening for the NHL this year. I don't get it why they don't all just play on the same night.
All right, well.
There were only four games last night. The Rangers play tonight at home against Nashville. The Islanders are on the road against Carolina. And the Devils don't play until, here's another dumb, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon against Edmonton. Who opens up a season at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? From now until Saturday, there's only one game in the NHL that's played in the afternoon. It's the Devils' home opener on Saturday. Who opens up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in hockey? What's wrong with these people?
Well,
I guess maybe they want to let the people get home to watch the Yankee game.
That's right. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day. Hey, Keeneland opens tomorrow. We got tons of stakes races to go over this weekend.
All right. All right. We'll speak to you tomorrow, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.